After COVID-19 restrictions forced Stokely Creek Lodge owners to suspend operations in the winter of 2020-21, the popular resort's trail groomers are working to open for cross-country skiers, snowshoers and lodge and restaurant guests for 2021-22. But first, more snow is needed at the resort's trails, which cover approximately 100 kilometers. "It's a little bit of a snow science here," said Kimberly Keenhofer, Stokely Creek Lodge operations manager. "There is approximately 8 inches of snow surrounding the lodge itself, but as little as 4 inches of the white stuff in some areas of the resort's trail system and its varied terrain," Keenhofer said. "To get prepared, we do need a little bit more snow to get to parts of the outer edges of the trail system," Keenhofer said. "We look forward to welcoming all kinds of adventurous people this winter." Stokely Creek Lodge, located 34 kilometers north of Sault Ste. Marie, includes a main lodge, restaurant, guest cabins and more than 100 kilometers of cross-country ski and snowshoe trails. It is also open for biking, hiking and cross-country running in the spring, summer and fall months. The lodge is owned by Susan Biker, husband Galen, daughter Tanya Biker Fair and son-in-law Ian Fair. The Biker family is based near Grand Rapids, Michigan. Stokely Creek Lodge has been named one of the top North American cross-country ski resorts in the USA Today Reader's Choice Travel Awards for 2021. That's no small achievement. Stokely Creek placed high on the list among larger resorts across the continent, including some in Alberta, British Columbia, California, Colorado and New Hampshire. "It's amazing. We're really honored," said owner Susan Biker, speaking to Sue Today Thursday. "The secret to that honor," Biker said, "is the ownership group's own attachment to the lodge, along with good management and loyal guests. We're very involved. We care. We've been going there since its opening, by Chuck Peterson in the 1970s. The Bikers purchased Stokely in 2007. Our guests are so faithful. They keep coming back year after year, some for 20 or 25 years," Biker said. While closing was hard last year, moving forward, Biker said things are open and very booked. "American guests are coming across the border and they do need to get vaccinated and get a COVID test, but they are coming. We're hoping with those safety measures the border stays open and we have a good season," she said. While the majority of Stokely's guests have been American, Biker said that's changing. "Tourism officials in the Sioux are really noticing Stokely and helping us spread the word. We're getting people from Toronto and all over Canada and we're excited about that." Regarding COVID-19 restrictions on indoor and outdoor gatherings, recently brought in by Algoma Public Health, APH, amid surging case numbers, Biker said Stokely will abide by those rules. "We have a large dining room, a large rec room, and a large room for guests to gather. So we figure we have 4 areas, at least, where we can spread guests out, for social distancing. We've got good plans for that. When there are no restrictions, our dining room seats 100, but with COVID that number will definitely be spread out over 4 areas. Getting vaccinated is not easy for everybody, but we plan to follow the guidelines and so far people have been booking to stay here and our season passes are great. We think we're going to have a good season. And, the healthiest place to be is outside on the trails." While the Stokely team waits for more snow, Biker said the lodge itself officially opens December 26. "People are eager to come back. We're very pleased."